Again, this morning, we get to meet around this table that brings us all together in the name of Jesus Christ. It's amazing to me that in all of history, there are landmarks that designate some great event or some specific place. But this little place, this little hill that was probably stained with blood from the countless crucifixions that were accomplished there, there was this one crucifixion. And there were three people there, two thieves on either side of Jesus, and in the middle was the Lamb of God, the Son of God, Savior of the world, one who from the cross cried, "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing." And I think as we think about of all the landmarks of the world, that one is the one for the Christian that anchors our faith. Because out of all of the sins that I have committed and will commit in my life, from that cross came the pronouncement, "Father, forgive them." Jesus is about forgiveness in the context of repentance. Jesus knew that there was going to be a price for every sin that has ever been committed. And as he yielded up himself, it says he was captured and they bound him. There wasn't anything that could have kept him bound. But he submitted himself in obedience to his Father before the words "let there be" was ever spoken, that his destiny would be on this cross. And it's interesting to me that the very people that meet around this table are the very people that Jesus went to Calvary for. And he told his disciples that as often as you do it, remember me. Remember who I am. Remember what I've done. And remember who I've done it for. And it works. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we come before you in this time, in this sacred and holy moment, remembering your body that was broken for us, your blood, the blood of Creator God that was spilled as a payment for the sins that we've committed. As we partake of these emblems now, Father, we just ask that you will bless each one of us. In the name of Jesus, amen.